Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The former Arlington police officer is not going to be spending any time behind bars after the shooting death of a man back in 2018. KRLD's Robin Geske joins us live in studio with more on the story. Robin?
That's right, Mike and Heather. Back in September of 2018, Officer Beautran was fatally shot and killed 24-year-old O'Shea Terry as he tried to drive away during a traffic stop in Arlington. Now, Tran was actually called in as the backup officer during that stop, in which the other officer says that he smelled marijuana inside the vehicle. Now, in body camera footage that was leased by the department, Tran can be seen telling Terry to allow officers to search that vehicle.
Hey, stop! Stop!
Now, more than 4 years ago, Tran was actually indicted by a grand jury and charged with criminally negligent homicide. And last week, he pled guilty to that charge and waived his right to trial. He was actually given 6 years of deferred adjudication in order to pay a $600 fine and $300 in court costs. Now, it is worth mentioning, in 2019, Arlington police actually conducted their own investigation and say that they found that Tran violated some of their city policies during that stop. So that's when he was fired from the department at that time. Mike, Heather?
Thank you so much, KRLD's Robin Geske. Two more men have been indicted for the capital murder of a Louisville pawn shop owner. KRLD's LP Phillips has been tracking this developing story.
19-year-old Damato Skinner and his 18-year-old brother Denarian are the latest two to be indicted for capital murder in the February shooting of 54-year-old Daniel White. Another man, 18-year-old Jatavon Marquis Johnson, was indicted last month. White was ambushed in his pawn shop just after he opened February 14th. Only one of the men fired at White, but the other two are under indictment because they took part in the robbery. Louisville police say the men had targeted this store for the holdup and had even backed into a parking space to make a quick escape. Denton County prosecutors have not said whether they'll seek the death penalty against any of the men. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas police, meanwhile, say four people are behind bars after a string of armed robberies.
A crew of four suspects held up several people and businesses in the Cedar Springs and Oak Lawn areas during the month of May. Police connected the group to eight robberies between May 3rd and May 28th. They've arrested four teenagers on charges of robbery and aggravated robbery. One of the suspects is 15 years old. The other three are 16. Police say they also arrested a 24-year-old man on weapons charges during their investigation and seized several handguns and a shotgun. From the 24-hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
10 weeks after two people were gunned down in Deep Ellum, police have charged a man, and it didn't take long to find him.
In mid-March, two people were shot and killed at the Bitter End, a bar near Elm and Malcolm X. The killer got away, but police kept working on it, and they developed evidence that the doer was a man named Tommy Spell, who, just 12 days after the Bitter End killings, was arrested on unrelated charges involving robbery, assault, and deadly conduct. So, when they wanted to charge Spell in the Deep Ellum murders, he was already locked up in the Dallas County Jail, so his charge sheet just got longer, with one count of capital murder of multiple persons, good for an additional bond of an even million. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With the impeachment trial against now-suspended Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton takes place in the state Senate later this summer, the case against him will be made by two of the most respected lawyers in Texas.
The Texas House has hired attorneys Dick DeGaren and Rusty Hardin to make the case that Paxton is guilty of bribery and abuse of office and should be removed from office. DeGaren's represented clients like David Koresh, Robert Durst, and Tom DeLay.
The people of the state of Texas are entitled to know whether their top cop is a crook.
Hardin's client list includes Roger Clemens, Deshaun Watson, and the estate of J. Howard Marshall.
It's about a pattern of misconduct and use in the office.
Paxton contends the impeachment is a politically motivated sham. Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And what makes this even more interesting is that Paxton's wife, Angela, is a member of the Senate. How will her colleagues handle that?
They could draft rules that make the procedures very similar to a Texas criminal proceeding, in which case Senator Paxton would have to recuse herself.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.